Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things the Press Box, here with us. And this is probably the last weekend we're going to have for a long, long time where you don't have any major races that are out there. So, Gene, that allows us and enables us to have you talk about the Press Box first rankings of Derby contenders this year.
Yeah, we annually will do our top rankings for the Kentucky Derby. We look at the top 20, and then we kind of have our also eligible list that we, I think this week, have nine on that list. So 29 top three-year-olds that we kind of delve into a little bit about. We rank them according to, very objectively, according to my opinion, which is the only one that really matters, Drew.
That's absolutely right.
And but no, seriously, we just try to get kickstart and jumpstart the conversation as we move towards that first Saturday in May, Buzzy, and take a look at some of the top three-year-olds as they walk their way, run their way through these prep races, and gather the points necessary to get a starting gate slot in that Run for the Roses on the first Saturday in May.
Okay, and Gene, so for our, and of course, you can catch all these at thepressboxlts.com. But our focus today, we're going to take a look, and if you go to the pressboxlts.com and see the list, you will notice that three of the top four are being pointed for the San Felipe Stakes on March the 9th.
Yeah, and, you know, I'll be shocked if all three end up in the starting gate that day. Buzzy, I really will be baffled by Baffert. No,
yes.
If they, you know, two of those three are trained by Bob Baffert. But, you know, time is of the essence when you get into March. You've got to start putting in your miles, and you got to start building your points. And both of them are as important as the other. You can't win it unless you're in it. And the only way you can get in it is you build up your points. Now, obviously, Game Winner is going to be in the starting gate if he's healthy and pointing in the right direction because of his win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. And he is one of those three that are being aimed for the San Felipe at Santa Anita on March the 9th. But Improbable is another starter from the Baffert barn. He's going to – it looked like earlier that he may be going over to Oaklawn Park or to the Fairgrounds, but it now appears that he will make his 2019 debut in the San Felipe. And then you got Instagram, who was really the talk of the town as a two-year-old until he was put on the shelf by the Connections and trainer Jerry Hollendorfer to kind of give him some time, freshen up, and then get pointed towards this Triple Crown race. So, or the race to the Triple Crown. So you got three of the top four that are going to race and are appear to be pointed for the San Felipe. And what a race that will be if they line up against each other.
It'll be crazy. And, of course, as we mentioned, you can get all of Gene's picks. And right now, in the eighth spot in the order, I am going with another Baffert, Mucho Gusto, who I believe has Thunder Snow talent, ability, and the ability to continue righting the wrong that occurred on the first Saturday in May 1 year ago.
Yeah, well, you know, that was, you know, you've been a true believer in Thunder Snow, and despite his Bucking Bronco performance of 2 years ago. Last year was Mendelssohn was the European Invasion. You were 2 years ago with Thunder Snow. Yeah. Time does fly when we're having so much fun.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Mucho Gusto is certainly a contender, Buzzy. I mean, he's by Mucho Macho Man, trained by Baffert, ridden by Joe Telamo. He won the Grade 3 Robert B. Lewis to start his 2019 debut, and that was over a sloppy track. And, you know, the last two derbies, we caught a lot of water on the first Saturday in May.
No question.
And, you know, so, you know, he's got that already in his resume that he doesn't mind a sloppy racetrack. So, you know, I think at this point the position of these are going to change rather dramatically as we march our way through the month of March and get into the final weeks of prep for the Kentucky Derby. Buzzy, I would be remiss if I didn't give you, because a lot of people can kind of identify with these top 10 anyway. They may have them in a different position. A lot of people even have jumped on the bandwagon of Hidden Scroll, who we've got on our also Wells Bar, our
right.
others list. Hidden Scroll just broke his maiden and will run next in the Fountain of Youth. But, you know, a lot of people have jumped on there. A lot of people, you know, will put these top 10 in kind of a, you know, they may have them in a different spot or a different order ranking list. But I've been very, very bullish on two horses in particular, Buzzy. One, War of Will has just been so tremendous since moving to the dirt by trainer Mark Cassie. He won the LeCompte Stakes impressively. Then he just came back and dominated from the outside post, the 14th post in the Risen Star. He just was manhandled, I think, two pretty good fields of horses. And I think he's elevated his game and himself into a prime position. But, you know, a lot of people will ask me, well, who's your favorite dark horse? Who's your favorite long shot? And I'll be honest, Buzzy, down at number 19, I've put him in. Well, a lot of people have not even included him in their top 20 or top 10 list, Bourbon War.
Okay.
This is a son of Tappet, so you know he's got the pedigree to support him. If you get a chance, go back and watch this horse's win in an allowance race in his last race at Gulfstream. He split, and this was only his third career start. He split horses, powered his way, kind of forced those two that were on either side of him to kind of open up a small hole, and he just ran through that hole like he was some kind of impressive. And he's trained by Mark Kinnig, and Mark Kinnig learned and did his apprenticeship, if you will, in the barn of Dwayne Lucas. He's one of those graduates like Todd Fletcher and Dallas Stewart and some of those guys who made their way up to the Lucas barn. Mark Hennig is well-deserving of having a three-year-old that has got the credentials to not only get in the Kentucky Derby but to win it. And I really like Bourbon War. He worked on Friday at down in Florida. I just think this horse, who'll run next probably in the Fountain of Youth on March the 2nd, is worth taking a serious look at. I think you'll be some big odds in that Fountain of Youth, and I really look for this horse to start really making a name for himself and start to move up the leaderboard.
Okay, so that's, again, you can find all the top 29 on thepressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. Travel safe, and I look forward to seeing you. And don't get that bouncing basketball too close to you. You know, you don't want to get your shoe blown out like
Zion
down there at Duke. Zion Reeves, and you know that he blew a shoe. Let's put it
there. There's no question. Have a great one, my friend.
You too, bud.